You're listening to the UCB Longform Conversations podcast, in-depth conversations with performers and teachers from the best alternative comedy theater on the planet. In today's episode, the podcast will take a break from our normal interview format, instead presenting a palate cleanser, where UCB teachers and staff present official UCB news and updates, focus on a specific element of longform improv, and offer experimental one-off episodes. The opinions expressed in this episode are those of the comedians talking and don't necessarily reflect the opinions of UCB Theater or Training Center.
Warning. What you're about to hear is an extremely nerdy conversation about long-form improv comedy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the UCB Long-Form Conversation Podcast from beautiful Los Angeles, California. My name is Johnny Schwarzmein. I'll be hosting this palate cleanser episode where we'll take a break from startup improv talk and dive into ideas that are a little more specific. And today we'll be focusing on mess hall. Yes. Today, discussing the topic with me, we have our lovely guest, Wes Martinez.
Hello.
Ana Rajo.
Hello.
And Lacey Mosley.
Hey.
Great. So let's just give the listeners a little bit more information about ourselves. Wes, if you wouldn't mind talking about your experience level here at UCB.
So I'm on a mess hall team right now called Dollop. Other than that, I've just taken the core program twice. I took it back in 2011, 2012, took a break for a couple of years to do some acting stuff, and then I retook it again in 2016, started January 2016, and then, here I am today.
So you got that legitimate acting bug and had to take a break?
I've had it, but I took a break from acting to do improv, and I loved it, and then I landed a role and then did that for a while. And then that was it. And then I ran out of money, and I was like, let me do improv to make more money.
Let me do improv to make more money.
Exactly.
Sounds like a sound plan to me. Well, thank you for being here with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Ana?
Hi. I started taking improv classes a little less than 2 years ago at UCB. I went through the program, and now I'm on a mess hall team also called Dollop, and it's the same one as Wes.
Great. And you're also on a mod team,
yes,
right?
I'm on a mod team called Gorgeous, and this is my first year on mod, and it's dope.
Great. Thank you for being here. And the wonderful Lacey Mosley.
Hello. I started taking improv in New York City, 3 years ago now, almost. And then I moved to LA and took 401 here. And I was on a mess hall team called Cool Jerk. And I'm on a Herald team now called Dirt.
Yay. Great. My name is Johnny Schwarzbein. I started taking classes in New York in 2006, I want to say. And then I moved back to Tucson from New York and then to LA. Started taking classes in 2008. Got on a house movie form team called Rough Cut, 2010, I believe. And then a mod team called Bonafide, three Herald teams called Landlord, Mr. Town City, and Eight Babies. Became a teacher, and now I'm on the Mess Hall Team Busters. I also host a cage match every Wednesday. Go check that out at 11 o'clock at UCB Franklin.
Super fun.
And check out Fuckle Presents Q&A at the Inner Sanctum every third Sunday of the month at 8:30 p.m. Those are my plugs, and that is my UCB stuff.
Oh, was it plug time?
We'll plug Twitters at the end, I'm sure, right, Zig? Yeah. Let's just start talking off point. What is mess hall? For anyone that doesn't know, listening there. Anyone care to describe it?
So it's like 6 months of being placed on a team where you spend an intense amount of time working on the Herald. So you perform. You also have like a Herald late night spot where you perform with another Herald team on Thursdays. And you work on the Herald. So they also perform on Sundays at 7 o'clock. And it's a really great way to really immerse yourself in the form that the indie scene doesn't really provide. I rarely see people doing a Herald on the indie scene, one, because of the time allotment, and two, because it is just a difficult form for that kind of form. So it's a great way to be able to dig in deep before Heralds.
Yeah. I think it's very much a good replication of like what it's like to be on a Herald team, to just grind the Herald and be mm-hmm. with the same seven other people for a long period of time. One big distinction between Mess Hall and Herald being that Mess Hall additions and new teams are created every 6 months. So a Mess Hall team's shelf life as of now is a hard 6-ish yeah. months. Yeah, yeah.
They don't. Sometimes the Herald teams, I guess the goal is to go beyond 1 year and renew, but Mess Hall teams die.
Yeah.
6 months. Always.
Yeah, they can continue on in the afterlife of the indie scene yeah. afterwards.
Yeah, and I think what's great about Mess Hall too is you get a taste of what it's like to kind of, or to do Heralds regularly and not necessarily have the intensity of a Herald team where I believe. You guys would know more, but Herald teams perform at least once a week, sometimes twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I don't know, Mess Hall is three times a month on average. And so I think that's great because it kind of, you know, you get your feet wet in the whole form and working with seven other people and getting coached regularly. So I really dig that about it.
Yeah. And I think similar to a Herald team, sometimes it's like a longer gap between shows, mm-hmm. but it averages out, say, for like holiday theater closures or whatever in the Inner yeah. Sanctum. That happens sometimes with Herald Night where mm-hmm. like you'll get bumped and then they'll try and find a place for you somewhere in the schedule.
Yeah, around DCM, it was like a month since we had done a Monday Night Herald.
Yeah.
So that was weird for us.
Oh my gosh.
We were missing it so bad.
Yeah, and Buster's had 2-3 week gaps where he didn't have a show just because of a random closure and then July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
My birthday. Ooh. Everything should close for my
yeah, we'll close plugging Lacey's birthday for sure.
But get me gifts. It's not too late, guys. It's still July. No, but I was going to say one thing that I really enjoyed about Mess Hall especially was getting notes after shows. Because mm-hmm. Herald teams, we always get notes after shows, well, for the most part. But getting notes after shows in Mess Hall was awesome, too, because it's one thing to get noted in practice, but it's different to get noted on stage because once you have an audience, everything changes mm-hmm. and your inclinations change and like just getting notes on things that you could be doing in the moment and stuff after a show and it's fresh on your brain is really nice.
Yeah. And the other thing about the 6 months of being a team, some people find it like frustrating where it's like, oh, we have like a death date. But I find it kind of like a little bit liberating where it's just like, okay, let's just grind for these 6 months we have as opposed to worry about what happens after 6 months. You don't have to worry about that in the current format, which I kind of like.
I think of it as sort of junior varsity, you know, you're like, okay, I'm getting all of the physical activity in, you know, I'm working out, I'm working these muscles. But, you know, there's no pressure to, like, make it to state. You know, I'm just trying to.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that I heard a lot about Mess Hall before getting on, as some people feel like it's Herald Light as opposed to Herald Night. You know what I mean? Because you're performing in the Inner Sanctum, which isn't considered as good of a performance venue as UCB Franklin. You have less shows and stuff like that. But like being on a Mess Hall team from like three other Herald teams, the rehearsals and the performances, I really don't see that much of a difference with like how we approach it as a team.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? You still go out and you still have like as good of a show as you can. And for the most part, like from all the Mess Hall teams I saw before and then now being on one in like Dollop, for example, like they're good shows. You know what I mean? It's not like Herald Light. So it's like, to me, it's like Mess Hall is a completely different thing that's more of like, as opposed to like, oh, we have to try and get on, like, we have to do this great for 4 years and then we'll get a weekly show. It's more of like a condensed, like, 6 month, like, boot camp or like mm-hmm. workshop where you have the same seven people that like you can put your trust in right at the top and you don't have to worry about if one person is going to get switched out mm-hmm. or you know all the other like not worries but all the other considerations you have when you're on a Herald team or a mod team for example. Mm-hmm. yeah
I would say that too. I mean I find it interesting because just a shout out to New York because they do Lloyd is a year, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that their version of mess hall?
Well, from my understanding of how teams have in New York, they reevaluate Herald teams also like every 6 months.
Mm.
So I've seen rosters switches of just like a few people like 6 months into a team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like it's a faster cycle out there. From my understanding, everyone listening in New York, I don't fully understand how.
We don't know, but we think.
And we don't care. No. Don't tell us.
I care very much what New York thinks of me.
I do too. A lot. I didn't realize that they. Oh, I don't know why I thought this just was in LA. Like, people, my friends in New York would be like, oh, I heard this podcast. And I was like, oh, you guys can hear that? I better stop talking crap about you. But I will say that, like, the pressure it wasn't as immense when I was on Mess Hall. Like, I wanted to do my very best and I wanted to perform and have fun. But every night that I get up on Herald Night, I guess probably also because it's my first year, I feel that. I feel that pressure to deliver. And especially, like, whoever's in the audience, like, nights where, you know, your AD's there or some of your founders are there, you're like,
yeah. And that's something I like to you to speak on a little bit, Lacey. It's just like the difference of going from like a mess hall to Herald Night, like, because the venue feels like there's more pressure because they, you know, they charge money. five whopping
dollars.
That's a half hour of work, man.
And the audience is crammed in like sardines, and it's like mostly students that are like, show me what you got.
With notepads.
Yeah.
Going to their one-on-one being like, I saw so-and-so and they're not good at game. And they're like, okay.
Right. And I remember being in class making commentary, and so it's like, oh God, being on the other side, knowing that. So I will say this. I feel more of a responsibility education-wise as a performer on Herald Night than I did on Mess Hall. Where on Mess Hall, I feel like I was really kind of focused on making sure that I understood the concepts. On Herald Night, I feel more pressure to make sure that the audience who is there for the educational part are getting that, as well as us being funny. Because it's not just like, okay, you can be the perfect game player, you can do all the structure well, and if you're not funny, like, you're just not good. Like, so it's hard because you have to balance like wanting to make jokes and wanting to show your personality and be funny, and also labeling the game in the scene out loud and, you know, moving to the next beat and getting back to something that's active and all the things that you know that the students are watching for, as well as giving a good comedy show to, you know, the guy who just had a few beers at Birds and got lost and came in here. You got to entertain him too. So there is a distinct difference, I feel like, where I was more focused on myself and my own improv, and now I'm more focused on, I am still focused on myself and my own improv, but I am also focused on what I'm putting out there and team dynamics. So then it's also, what am I giving my team and what am I off? You know what I mean? Like, it's your brain is working a lot harder. All the time.
And that's interesting, because I felt the opposite going from like 4 years on Herald to Mess Hall, where now on Mess Hall I feel like the want to be like, let me do like textbook moves and let me like show you exactly how the Herald like should be according to the manual or the curriculum. Also probably because I signed paperwork to be a teacher like right before I got on the Mess Hall thing. So I was like, okay, now I have a duty to the curriculum. But on Herald Night, like, especially the last 2 years, I was, it was kind of like, you know, show us something you haven't shown us in the last two. Whereas, so like, Johnny, you get it. You get it. Like, you get game. But now show us something. So I felt like that pressure to like, oh, I got to like change it up or diversify or find a different tool on my tool belt to like pop out there. On Mess Hall, it feels kind of like relief, where it's like, oh yeah, if I just stick to the basis and do that like as perfect as I can, like great scenes will happen and everyone will laugh at it because it's funny and good.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, I mean, I've seen you, and I mean, you do a phenomenal job at moving the game along, Johnny. And like, you know, your team is great, but I usually try to just look at you to see what you're doing. Your wheels are always spinning, but that's a good thing, you know? We used to have Lindsay Katai, who was also on
Eight Babies.
Yeah. She's no longer in our team, and we got Janitra, and she's just so much fun, too. But yeah, for me personally, like being on Mess Hall, being that it's the first team that I'm on at UCB, it was some level of pressure a little bit for me personally, because I was like, oh, are we allowed to cuss here? I was like, oh shit, you know, like, you know, now I got to perform. And like, as maybe 4 weeks into it, or after like the third or fourth show, I was like, oh, this is just like the indie scene in a way, only you get a full 25 minutes to actually do a herald and like actually exercise your personal muscles, like what Lacey was saying, you know. And I think that's great, because I am taking advantage of these next 6 months, or these 6 months, to like really get better at doing heralds personally, you know, while supporting my team, of course. But I think for me, it's this great opportunity to prepare not only for herald auditions, but just to become a better herald performer. And one thing that I've always talked to my friends is how much herald has made me a better premise puller, like in the sense of like not just even doing improv, but even writing. You know, I'm exploring a lot with writing, and it's made me like a way better writer. I'm by no means a great writer, but from where
don't
I started to where
TV?
I am. What's that?
Don't you write for a TV show?
No, I don't.
You don't.
Uh-uh.
I love you, Will.
Someone hire Wes Martinez to
hire me now.
He's very good at pulling premise.
Yeah.
You put him in a writer's room, he's going to pull premise.
Hey, let's do a hair opening. Real
quick. Can we just do a pattern game to get this punch-up session going?
No, but Cody Ziegler, the producer, and I have had quite a few pitch meetings, so, you know. But I think Herald has really helped out with that. Or doing the Herald is just pulling premise, and it helps you heighten quicker. And I don't know. I think to me personally, outside of enjoying the Herald, I think that's the biggest benefit for me personally, is just becoming a quicker, better writer, I think, you know, and like honing in on that one funny thing or unusual thing.
Yeah, and I think that's the same can be said about any house team, really, is that like there's aspect of like, you have to be a part of a team, which like that's kind of like innate, where like you get on a team and everyone's funny and talented and great, and you're like, let's be friends, let's be teammates, and let's create good stuff together. But there's also that part of like, whether it's Herald or Mod or characters, well, characters welcome especially, but it's like, personally, I want to get better at this for me. If you like take care of yourself, then that helps all your teammates. Very McNapier. Improv cut. In that sense, Anna, how is like mess hall related to being on a Mod team? Like, is there any? Yeah,
I think mess hall for me is a great opportunity to try out characters that I might bring to a pitch meeting in Mod. I know that, you know, characters are sort of secondary in the UCB world, but I think it's a fun way to, you know, just like try out, okay, like what's a point of view, or what's a movement or a voice or something that will inspire me. If I get an audience reaction or live in that character in a scene for a bit, then I might take that to a pitch meeting and be like, so I said this and someone laughed. Does someone want to write something about that? And then a lot of the times they're like, no. But then sometimes they will say yes, and then someone will write something for you, and it's great.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a symbiotic relationship where stuff flows from Mod to Mess Hall and then back and forth.
Yeah.
Do you have any current teammates that have been on Mess Hall or are on Mess Hall now?
Yes. One of my Gorgeous, one of our other performers is Kimia Bakpornia, and she's
on my team. Buzzer.
Yes, she's great. So she's funny, hilarious. And I always try and catch her shows. I love watching her perform. I love her. I want to be her. She's amazing. She's an amazing improviser and an amazing actor. I'll definitely like try and watch my fellow teammates perform whenever they're doing improv, just to see like what their comedic voice is, and then try and bring that to the pitch meetings and see if the writers want to write something for both of us.
Yeah, or maybe like, you know, like she does a character that you love, and then you want to pitch it as like a joint peas and pod kind of sketch or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely great. Let's see. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about. Herald auditions are coming up in LA. And with the fall Herald auditions, new mess hall teams are made as well as Herald teams. Let's just talk about like auditioning for Herald and Mess Hall. Any like thoughts you had going into it before you got on a Mess Hall team and stuff like that? We'll start Lacey.
I have. Okay. So I got really lucky with the timing that I was on Mess Hall. I was on Cool Jerk right before I auditioned for Herald Night, and it helped tremendously. I would say, but obviously, like, if you're not on a Mess Hall team now, that doesn't have to be, like, a discouraging factor to you not doing Herald. I also spent, I would say, this time last year, I was doing around 17 to 20 hours of improv a week. Like, it was insane. Because I had an indie team that I'd started, we had rehearsal, and then I would do drop-ins with James Mastriani and Mike McClendon, which I highly, highly recommend. I think they're starting their Herald workshop soon, and they're both fantastic teachers. And then I was also on Mess Hall and having Mess Hall practice and having Mess Hall shows. And Cool Jerk loved to do indie shows, so we were doing a ton of indie shows. And it just doing the Herald over and over again really helped, but also doing aspects of the Herald with complete strangers helped so, so much, because it teaches you as an improviser how to rely on yourself and your own understanding in scenes where you might not necessarily be as supported as you would like to be. That's the thing about improv, is like sometimes I get in a scene, especially at jams, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this person did something so crazy and they just messed it all up. And I had to really readjust my thinking to, okay, something happened in this scene and it was crazy. How could I have, you know, contributed? Could I have cared more? Or could I have doubled down? Or could I have given this person a philosophy? Or could I have created a world where this ridiculous thing that they did made sense or had comedic texture? There's always like a playback. Like, there's always something that you can do. And this time last year, like being in drop-ins with James and Mike and going to jams, and sometimes even creating like a Herald practice group, all of that stuff, especially playing with strangers. I highly recommend to play with strangers, because that's going to be your Herald audition, is a bunch of strangers who are nervous and excited and sometimes not there. I remember I've done scenes with people where I would wave my hand in front of their face and they wouldn't blink. Like, they just, some people just, you know, they clam up. And if you have to play with someone like that, you have to know how to lean in or how to respond, because you... Improv is a game, it's a team sport, but the improv audition is not. And I think that's what throws people a lot, is like, you get in there and you're like, oh, this is gonna be a team thing, and you're like, oh no, it's not. Like, yeah. Ooh, I'm the girl, I got pushed off stage when somebody was trying to run out of initiative. I was like, oh Jesus, all right, well, you got it, I'm gonna be back here with my walk on or whatever. Like,
yeah. What's up, podcast listeners? It's Nate Russell. I'm here to tell you about another podcast on this UCB Comedy Podcast Network, my show, the UCB Digital Podcast. I bring on writers, directors, editors, actors, producers, and get the inside scoop on what's happening in the world of comedy filmmaking. It's like a fancy Hollywood networking party, but instead of having to actually socialize, you just sit back and put your headphones on. There's new episodes every single Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, improv fans, if the suggestion for your next show is beer, maybe initiate your scene with something like, check it out, they've got Bronx beer on tap at this bar. It's the start of a great scene, and ordering a Bronx is a great way to start any night out. And Bronx is now the official house beer of the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. Visit thebronxbrewery.com for more information, and be sure to make your next pint a Bronx. And scene.
I've never auditioned for Herald, so I don't know. That sounds like so much work, and I'm scared now.
You don't have to do that much. It was my first time auditioning, too, and I just overprepare.
But for Mess Hall, what I did was I just organized a couple practice groups in my house for Mess Hall at the 6 months. I think it's invitation-only auditions.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So, and they release you get an email with, like, your time, or you can sort of see, like, who's in your audition slot and then, like, a couple other audition slots. So I reached out to everyone in my audition slot and was like, hey, do you want to get together for a practice group? I think half the people could make it. And then I just filled the other slots with other people auditioning. And I think we did maybe four or, you know, so, like, some practice, but not too much. Just to kind of get familiar with the format of the Mess Hall audition, which I think was a monologue and then
two person scenes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just was doing a bunch of indie shows. Wes and I perform on an indie team called Gringos. So, and always making sure I was like in a class, just kind of like having an improv life continuously going on and going to see shows, and then just adding a couple extra practice groups. And then to get ready for Herald, I think I'm probably going to do the same thing, is just reach out to other people I know who are auditioning, be like, hey, do you want to do a practice group?
And yeah, I think that's a one question that people always ask going into Herald and Mess Hall auditions is, should I try and rehearse with the people I'm auditioning with beforehand? And I think there's, yeah, Lacey's making a face.
Oh,
and I think it's pros and cons for a few things. I think the pros are like, yeah, you want to show a level of... especially if it's your first time or you're nervous, like being comfortable on stage, and you'd be more comfortable if you at least, you know, get a couple reps in with whoever you're going to be on stage. But I also think there's a pro to not doing any prep with the audition group, because it is ultimately an individual audition. So you want to go in and be like, this is what I have. At my default, you know what I mean? This is what you would get if you put me on a Herald team. So like any sort of outside prep to like mask that or change that, I think could be detrimental to certain auditioners. For me,
it could ruin your life.
For me, my first like five auditions, I got four callbacks to get on Herald, and each time it was like you could go and sign up with your... This is back in the old days when you had to wait in line to sign up for Herald, and it was nuts. People getting there at like 6 a.m. for like 10 a.m. signups. I had a friend, Jonathan Smith. Shout out to Jonathan Smith up in Connecticut, that got there like at 1 a.m.
Oh my gosh!
And then switched off with me at like 7:30 a.m. so
you
I could
shifts?
Sign him up just to make sure he would get a spot to get on.
And this isn't to get an iPhone. This is to get
no. Yeah, Hell Night's like the iPhone of UCB.
It is.
Yeah, but that's not. So I think there's strengths and weaknesses to practicing with the audition group beforehand. Bottom line is, it really doesn't matter, I don't think.
You can also have lunch with them if you don't want to practice.
Oh, that's cool.
I had lunch with my team before Herald, and it was funny because in this case, Johnny was still right, because Edgar and I, Montplaisir, were in the same Herald audition block. And I was like, oh, great. A black guy who's funny. I love him. Oh, I'm definitely going to just run out and do a scene with him. So everyone went to this lunch, right? Except for one person. And that person I will call the wild card.
Oh, man.
So we went to this lunch. Some people had beers, which I was like, crazy. Don't drink before your Herald
right
audition.
Before the audition.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just don't have anything that you could blame outside of your own skill. Yeah. That's my only thing. But I mean, if that's what helps you relax, which I would never drink before an audition. But yeah, we went into the audition, and the one girl who hadn't had lunch with us, she was like standing off in some corner by herself. And sure enough, she was the one I did a scene with, and she was absolutely insane.
Man.
So it didn't help at all going to lunch. But I mean, if it makes you more comfortable.
Whew, that's rough. Yeah. I guess, so the question was how
tips, advice for people auditioning?
Well, I come from a slightly different school of thought, that, I love improv, but, I am easily improvised out. I can only do it, let's see, maybe three times a week. I'm starting to realize what the sweet spot for me is. And, just recently I did like 6 days in a row of improv, whether it was practice or mess hall or whatever.
Nice.
And by that sixth day, I was just like, oh my God, like I'm done with improv. And like, it just felt like, you know, I wasn't fully, focused in the scenes that I was doing, whether it be at practice or whether it be at the show that I was doing. So I think for me, I'm trying to find that sweet spot. And I guess the tip that I would give myself for Herald and that I did for Mess Hall is I gave myself a break, and like I only did practice groups. I limited my shows. I didn't do many because I don't know. I feel like that kind of carries over for me personally into my audition, because then I'll be like, fuck, like I didn't call this out, or I didn't label, or, you know, they called me out on this. How come I didn't commit to that game? And I feel like that would carry over to my audition. So I feel like for me, having a clear mind is huge for auditioning for Heralds. And so, yeah, I mean, long story short, I think just kind of clearing your schedule and not doing so much improv to the point where when you get to the audition, you're just like
maxed out.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's a very good point, and that leads into like my one advice for anyone auditioning for Herald and Mess Hall is relax, because whether you're gonna blow it or whether you're straight out of 401 and you're going to have the perfect scenes that get you on your first Harold and Mess Hall audition. All the work has already been done for you in the year before. Mm. There's no magic note you're going to get 3 days before the audition that's going to be like, oh, now I'll definitely make a Harold and Mess Hall. So just relax, because all the work that you hopefully put into it, or all the luck you're going to have that magic day, is not going to be helped by overloading, like, you know, the few days before the audition. So everyone relax, look at your hoodie and read it. Don't think. And just go out and try to make however many, you know, of your improv teachers, idols, and heroes in the audience laugh. Just, you know, just make them laugh and do good work, and good things will happen.
I definitely agree to that. I felt that a lot in my mod auditions, where I was, like, really nervous at first, and then I think it was, like, the last callback. I was just like, you know what, like, this is what I have to give. Either they like it or they don't. And I have so much fun doing these characters. So I'm going to do them, and I'm going to, like, just feel great doing them and have so much fun. And that's it. And they did like it, and I did get on a team. But if I didn't, it's like those, that performance that I created still exists with me, and I can perform it at other places. And, like, whether or not I'm on a mod team, like, you're still a talented character actor, and you're still have the opportunity to do shows other places. And I feel like that should, this is how I'm going into Harold's. I'm like, you know what? Like, I think I'm good at improv, and I'm going to keep doing it. So whether or not I'm on a Harold team, like, it would be fun to be on one, but also, like, I'm, you know, you can't, there's so many talented people that audition. So, like,
yeah,
I don't know. Just can't stress out too much about it.
Yeah. And just to piggyback off that, I have two things. One is a great piece of advice I got from an acting coach, a teacher, which was, when you're auditioning for anything, it's a performance still, especially Harold's. This room is full of, like, 20, 30, well, like, 20, 15, 20 people who are primed to laugh. It's such a chill room, in my experience. And you're there to entertain. And I think that if you get on that stage and you don't have the mindset that you're here to give, then it's just not going to be good. Because if you're in your head and you're thinking about yourself, you're not thinking about what the actual art form is, which is, we're comedians. We're up here to show empathy and vulnerability and honesty, and to give the gifts that we have and share them with the audience. So it's a performance like any other performance. So when you get up there, it should be about performing. And one other thing, because I hear this, oh my gosh, especially around this time in the improv community in UCB, there's, like, this weird dark cloud that kind of comes over everyone. And one thing that really bothers me is I feel like a lot of people in this community mistake, they mistake humility for inferiority. They mistake vulnerability for self-hate. Like, you don't have to shit on yourself to be a good comedian. If someone gives you a compliment, you can say thank you, and no one will think that you're an arrogant asshole. If you're auditioning for Harold Knight, it's because you believe that you could be on a Harold team. So take that confidence that you had when you signed up into that audition. Don't go in there shitting on yourself. Don't go in there talking negatively about yourself to the people you're auditioning with. Like, you deserve, you know, a moment. There's enough sun for everyone. And I just hopefully see more people.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You know?
Oh, my God.
Like, because I feel like there's just so much self-deprecation in this community, and we really need to treat ourselves better.
Absolutely. Especially as people of color, or women, or as any marginalized voice. It's like, dude, we're dope. And, like, we're taking over. So, like.
Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely
hear that, Johnny.
Conversely, as a straight white man, Wes complimented me earlier, and I still feel like I'm a piece of shit. So a few things before we head out of here. One, there's going to be a big difference in Mess Hall this next coming round, as musical Mess Hall teams will no longer be here. So if you just want to lay a It's So Hard to Say Goodbye bed underneath this next part.
No, just for this round. They will be once a year.
Oh, they will be once a
yes.
year? That's great to hear.
Yes.
That's great to hear. But I just want to say, like, how impressed I've been at both musical Mess Hall teams so far. The Pickup and now Bevel have been, like, really, really so impressive and skillful and just fun. Just fun as all get out to watch. So special shout out to Musical Mess Hall. We'll see you After Bevel's Run, we'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great, 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 great. Let's just talk about our mess hall experience. Just to close out, let's say Santa Claus exists, and you could ask him for one thing, one gift to give mess hall, whether it be performance-wise, rehearsal-wise, anything at all. What would you ask for, like, a wish list for ways to improve mess hall or make it a different experience or anything like that?
I would say a show at Franklin. I think Harold Late Night is such a great experience performing, you know, opening for a Harold team. I think it would be great if they gave mess hall teams a chance to do Harold Fridays or something.
Yeah, there used to be the Thursday show. Where the mess hall
yeah,
would
I did
play.
A show yeah, at Franklin yeah. at mess hall, yeah.
Like, it feels different, yeah?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I think that's that'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That was definitely at the top of my mind, is maybe getting a couple of shows in at Franklin. And I don't know. I mean, I know I just said that three shows a month is perfect for mess hall to kind of get your feet wet on Harold, but... I think maybe like a weekly show just to kind of keep you in the routine, because we also had the same challenge as Busters that I think one time we went like 3.5 weeks without performing. And so like that kind of throws you off a little, you know. So I think maybe just more regular performances. And I know things happen, holidays, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I think like especially this last rotation, I think it was just circumstances of like holidays and special events and stuff like that. But. Yeah, I think same thing with any house team, right? The more shows, I think mod teams do best of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
So really any team, the more reps they get, the better they get, the more fun they have. So right. Yeah, absolutely. More mess hall shows would be welcomed by people on mess hall.
Yeah.
That
was, yeah, I was just going to say more shows, so... Everything that I would have said has been said.
Yeah.
I think there are less shows because they made 8 teams this year. There are more teams. So if that's the choice, I'm like, oh, I'd rather there be more mess hall teams and like let everyone get less shows. So if it was like you had to choose, I'm glad that they made the decision to add a couple more teams, because I do want to see more people getting more opportunities.
Oh. Right on. Right on. I think most of my wish list would be just like venue stuff with the Inner Sanctum, because the Inner Sanctum is definitely third on the list of like preferred venues at UCB. Right. And I think by default, because Franklin's like OG and everyone wants to play there, and it just feels like the audience is like on you.
Yeah.
And that energy is just insane. Right. And then Sunset is like so professional, and like it feels like an auditorium. So like you can command it still. I think like the Inner Sanctum is just considered third by default, but I think there's been some improvements to it that I think have been made, and I think there could be more. I think, and this is just a pet peeve of mine, is the door.
I know.
Yeah. And I see all the tape on it.
Right.
And it still has that loud echoing click when people go in and out. Because the Inner Sanctum is definitely the most chill out of all the performance venues. Mm. So, like losing that, I think, would be a shame, because it's cool. Like, it's chill. You can go in, go out, grab something at the cafe. Everyone buy something at the cafe. Buy food, buy drink at the cafe.
Support.
And, you know, pop back in. And like that's great, but that door, there's.
But I think about that. I'm like, I don't even know a quiet door. Like, where? What door would? I don't know. I don't know how to fix it. You know. I think I look at it and I'm like, this sucks. But I don't know what. Like maybe a sliding glass door,
or like a heavy curtain, just like a.
Like
there are still doors, but perhaps like the doors are open constantly, and then there's like a heavy curtain there for when shows are happening.
That's one thing I've been hearing. Like,
because other theaters have that, and that does decrease like foot traffic noise.
Or like at the clubhouses, there's like an exterior door, and then like a curtain, and then you walk in, so there's like a couple barriers.
See, now we're going into construction. I don't think. Yeah. But I keep hearing curtain. I don't know how a curtain would fit in that. Like,
it would
spatially.
Just be like a curtain that was like hanging above the threshold of the door. So it would be like you would just leave the doors open and then people would just come in and out of the curtain unless there was a reason that you wanted to have the doors closed.
Oh, I was thinking people were talking about putting like a curtain
in the middle.
Just in the doorway. Yeah.
That's what I was picturing when people were talking about a curtain.
Yeah, there was talked about it because I wanted to make it more intimate. And I remember Beth brought it up at the mess hall orientation. Or was it at the mess hall? It was somewhere.
It was probably the Inner Sanctum show's orientation.
Maybe, yeah.
Because you know the one show, what is the show? The Tent Show. Yeah, the Tent Show. They put down all those curtains and stuff. Oh, I'm not trying to do that kind of construction. Yeah, shout out to the Tent Show.
Shout out to Bloomberg. RIP Tent Show.
Oh, it's dead. I
don't think they renewed it.
Got tired of putting the temptation. Yeah.
Too much work.
Yeah, a lot of RIPs in this this palette cleanser. Great. So I think we covered a lot of ground today. Yeah. When it comes to mess hall. I want to thank all of you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
On the UCB Long Form Conversation Podcast. We could just end with some plugs. Wes, you got some plugs you want to give out?
Sure. Well, you can check me out at thewesmartinez.com. That's where I put all my stuff up. I'm horrible with social media. You can look me up on Facebook. But my friends make fun of me because I don't have Facebook on my phone. So I only check it like once a day. So yeah, thewesmartinez.com. And then I'm on an indie team called the Gringos, and we have a show every first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. at the Inner Sanctum. We're debuting our show called El Chisme, which is gossip. So it's a really fun show. So yeah, we got our show renewed. So we got six dates. Yeah, right. Months.
And Wes is available to write on your TV show.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Yeah, Anna?
Same thing. Come see Gringo's El Chisme show. It's going to be awesome. And come see my mod team, Gorgeous, at UCB Sunset at 8:30 p.m. the second Wednesday of every month.
And you can always see Dirt on UCB Herald Night, whatever nights we are performing. I think we have a Thursday late night coming up next week. I don't know when this is coming out. Anyways, also, I just started a two-person improv team called Two Live Crew with my former creator and teammate, Priscilla Davies, from Obama's Other Daughter. So now we're just performing on Two Live Crew. We'll be performing in the LA Indie Festival, and we'll be performing at church on this upcoming Monday at 8:30. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Diva Lacey, DIVALACI. Okay. And yeah, that's all I got.
All right.
Johnny.
Check out The Cage Match every Wednesday at 11 p.m. at UCB Franklin. Check out Fuckle Presents Q&A every third Sunday of the month at 8:30 in the Inner Sanctum. Check out Copycat every second Monday of the month at UCB Sunset.
Just come to the theater.
7 p.m.
Johnny will be there.
If you come, you'll see Johnny.
You'll see Johnny doing something.
Check out the Mess Hall Team Busters. Check me out at JJS Comedy on Twitter. Hashtag does the dab dance. And don't forget to check out The Big Mess. The last mess hall of the show of this rotation, September 10th, 7 o'clock in the Inner Sanctum. That's it. Go watch mess hall shows. It's a really fun program that they have here. And we all think it's great. And we're all in it. So come watch us. Thanks. And from Los Angeles, bye-bye.
Yay!
Bye!
Shout out to John Purcell.
You've been listening to the UCB Long Form Conversations podcast on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and review at itunes.com/UCB Comedy. The opinions expressed in this episode are those of the comedians talking and don't necessarily reflect the opinions of UCB Theater or Training Center. Find cutting-edge comedy videos on YouTube and Vimeo at UCB Comedy. Find our live shows at ucbtheater.com and connect with us on social media at UCB Comedy.
Thanks to the Bronx Brewery, the official house beer of the UCB Comedy Podcast Network, for their support. Visit thebronxbrewery.com for more information on all their craft beer. And be sure to make your next pint a Bronx.